Yeah, really excited for this week. Get to play in a great arena in Ohio State. Can't think of a better place to go play a college football game. I've been in the Horseshoe several times. It's a fantastic place to play. Definitely going to be a tremendous challenge, but a challenge our team is excited to play in and excited for to be in that arena. It's what college football is all about, and looking forward to the opportunity to play a really, really good Ohio State team, extremely well-coached football team. And, you know, again, this is something that every college football player looks forward to because it's such a great place to play, such a great arena. I know our team will be excited to play there. With that said, questions?
Just want to ask you how you would go about simulating or preparing for that environment?
We don't change anything that we do from an operation standpoint. We'll add some crowd noise throughout the week just to make sure that, you know, that will be a factor in the game. You know, that's over 100,000 fans there. And you know, we'll practice for that piece just to make sure the operation's good. But other than that, we don't change much of what we do.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're facing a Saturday and how you go about that, you know, the secondary facing a third.
Yeah, I mean, they're the top 10 ranked football team in the country. Last time I looked, they were number 3. I don't know what they are this week, but you know, they have really good players, and they have elite football players. And so it's going to be a tremendous challenge for our team as a whole, not just defensively, but across the field. They in every position, they're fantastic. But I like our football team as well, and our team likes to compete, and our team likes to play against the best, and they're certainly the best. So it'll be a great challenge for us, but again, another challenge our guys will be excited to compete against.
What's the best environment you've ever coached in and/or played in?
Probably one of my most favorite games is, it's not the favorite, but my most favorite game was the Rose Bowl when we played in 2016. That was a great memory. We played against Penn State. I was at USC. It goes down as one of the greatest games in Rose Bowl history. We won with a last-second field goal. The game was back and forth. That arena was probably the most special. They talk about all the time the Rose Bowl. You know, you don't realize how special it is until you're out on that field in pregame warm-up, and I had goosebumps on the back of my neck the whole time during pregame. That was one of the most special. The most special game I've ever been a part of was probably in 2014 when Western Kentucky went to Marshall and beat them 67-66 in an overtime game. Jeff Brohm was the head football coach. It was back and forth. I was in the box. We had used every bullet offensively that we could use. But, you know, it was just one of those games that, to me, that's the most special game. But as far as the arena goes, I'd probably say the Rose Bowl.
Is this the kind of game you'd like to have here?
Yes, love these games. Love these games. I think our Todd Stewart, our athletic director, does a great job with the non-conference schedule. You know, you're going to, if you look at the four teams that you play, you're always going to have a major Power 5 in there, you know, and then you're going to have probably,
sometimes two.
But you're always going to have a very competitive, you know, group of five team like ourselves to play against. I think of, you know, a South Florida, you know, that you're always going to play somebody like that, or a Troy. You know, very, very good group of fives in the FCS. So it gives you an opportunity in your non-conference to really, really see where your football team's at. But at the same time, it gives you an opportunity to come out of your non-conference, you know, hopefully in the win column, and now you're getting in conference play and feeling good about yourself. So, to answer your question, yes, we love playing in these games and love being on this stage. You know, we talk about all the time being part of the national conversation. If you want to be a part of that conversation, you got to go to places like Ohio State and show out. So and that's why our guys look forward to these games.
Other than just the obvious high level of athleticism they have, what do they bring that you guys haven't seen this year offensively?
Well, they're a big physical offensive line. You know, I think, you know, they – that you talk about the receivers and the skill and all that, but two really, really good running backs that are very physical, big physical offensive line. You know, you got to be able to contain the run. You know, they're going to make some yards in the run game just because of how big and strong they are, but we got to be able to contain the run. And then, you know, they're going to take their shots like anybody else, and when they do, we can't let the ball get over our head. And really, that from a defensive standpoint, that's what it comes down to. They'll do a great job with their schemes. Coach Day does a great job, great offensive football coach. He'll try to create the matchups that, you know, get his best players on our guys that he thinks he can try to, you know, take advantage of. And, you know, we got to defend that and make sure that those big plays don't happen. They'll make their fair share of their plays, but again, we just want to be in the game in the last 5 minutes. You know, if we can be in the game in the last 5 minutes with an opportunity to go win it, you know, that's what these games are all about. You know, is going there, playing hard. Game has ups and downs, you know, throughout the whole game, but try to be in the game in the last 5 minutes and then go win it.
How do you feel about your receivers the last 2 weeks?
I've been very, very pleased. There's been a lot of first-time guys that have been out there that have performed well, you know, and there's a lot of new names running around out there, but you look at Malachi Corley was out in this game. You know, Craig Burt was out in this past game. Dalvin goes down in the first series. You know, that you could take a really big hit off of that. But our guys' receiving corps stepped up, and that's what it's all about. It's a next man up mentality. And when you get your shot, you better be ready, you know. And we say all the time, everybody gets a turn. Be ready when it's your turn. And I think those guys have done that so far. Yeah, we got to work through that. I won't know probably until tomorrow when we get, you know, back out there and practice and get the pads on. And, you know, I think it's a day-to-day thing. If I know Dalvin, he'll definitely try to go and be ready to play. But I don't know yet. I can't answer that question. I got to get out there and see how he does in practice. Yeah, Malachi's feeling pretty good. He could have gone, like I said, he could have gone in the game, wanted to play. That was my decision not to do that. You know, again, he's such a competitor. He wanted to, you know, try to go out there and do his thing. But I just felt like we had an opportunity with our guys to, you know, I think Easton Messer and Katie Hutchinson, and, you know, those guys really stepped up big for us. And so it was good to allow him to rest and try to heal up some more and let some of these other guys step up and go do their thing.
So with the logistical challenge you have over the next 5 games,
yeah,
travel involved.
Yeah.
Not as hard.
No, we're hitting the gauntlet for sure. You know, you go to Ohio State, you turn around and go to Troy. I think they just moved the Troy game up, which is good. I think the time is 11 a.m., if I'm not mistaken. I don't know that yet, but that's what I'm hearing. What's that? We'll be flying to Troy. So, you know, I hope that we can come out of these next couple games and feel pretty good about ourselves, but we're definitely hitting the gauntlet. You go to Ohio State, you know, that's a tough one. You go to Troy, Sun Belt champs, well-coached football team, playing at their place, that's a tough one. Come back home, you got your, you know, first conference game in Middle Tennessee, that's your rival, you know. So that's what, again, college football is all about.
If you feel pretty hot in Troy in September.
Yeah, it probably will be. Hopefully, you know, I think our guys do a great job with the heat, and our strength and conditioning staff does a good job. But, you know, we definitely hit in the gauntlet. Our guys are excited about it. It's a challenging schedule, but one, again, if you want to be a good football team and make a championship run, you got to go win those football games.
Just back to Ohio State too. You know, top 10 team, you're obviously going to get a stress test across your lineup everywhere on the field. But is this kind of a typical Big Ten test too, that they're going to see how physical you are, just trying to overpower you a little bit?
I think they'll do whatever it takes to win the game. I think, you know, naturally, just the size and the skill level that they have. Again, Coach Day is a really good offensive coach, so he's going to have a great game plan. And I'm sure in that game plan, it's, hey, we're going to run to win, but he's going to get the ball in his best players' hands. And so I'm not really focused on, you know, what they're going to do. We got to focus on us and our and what we how we match up with them and how, you know, how we give ourselves the best opportunity to try to go win the football game.
Do you remember the first time you coached up there?
Yes, I do. That was at UAB. I don't know what year it was. Garrett McGee was the head coach at the time, so probably we're looking at a 2011 or 12, maybe, something like that. It was the last time I was up there. Great arena, though. Can't say enough about it. It's a great experience, great fan base. It's definitely what college football is all about. You want to be in those football games.
You mentioned Craig Burt was out.
Yeah, Craig will be back. He's good. He was kind of like Malachi. You know, he could have gone, you know, had a lower leg, you know, injury that, you know, he could have played. But again, that was my call to hold him back, and so he'll be up this week. It just depends, you know. It depends on, you want to try to get your best players to the game, you know, and get them healthy. And so, you know, I think we'll have to get out there and practice and kind of see how those guys are doing. But I think we're in a good spot. I think we're in a good spot from the receiver core standpoint. Yeah, you know, I love Big Ten football. You know, they what I love about Big Ten football is they don't try to trick you. They line up. They're who they are. You know what they're going to do. They know what you're going to do. They just say, hey, we're better. We're stronger. You know, we're gonna line up and kick your butt, basically. That's what I love about Big Ten football, you know. And in this whole Ohio State football team, they certainly can do a lot. They certainly can do like anybody else. You know, they got all the razzle dazzles and all the different things that they can do. But when you play those teams, it's pretty cool to see that, you know, they can just line up and get after you and not have to worry about all the, you know, the tricks and all the scheme deals. And so that's probably with a Big Ten experience, you know. We'll see how this game goes. We never get what everybody else gets, you know, from an offensive standpoint. They always change it up on us, but that's fine too. We, you know, that's why they call us coach. We got to make adjustments as the game progresses.
Anything else for Coach?
All right, thanks, guys.